So Steve, start with Liam Smith. How did that one develop?
Through Neil, really. Conversations with Neil, basically. Midfield players, you know, various ones that he'd seen, and he was one that he mentioned, so he was on the list. Obviously, we looked at, you know, has he been out? Yeah, he went out to Blackpool for a couple of months, played some games there in League One, did well. You know, we watched some of the games, and he'd seen him play. I think James had seen him play as well, so we didn't go into it blind. Quite like what he did. You know, he breaks up play, he reads the game well, but he can also drive with the ball. He's got a good range of passing. He's another left footer, gives you a bit of quality from set plays. He can take free kicks and corners. And so he's well thought of there. He's just signed a new contract for them, so obviously, you know, they're looking to the future with him. So I think things are good signs. We're delighted to have him. Really.
What made you dip into the loan market now? When did that decision come into?
I think I looked at what was left in the budget, and to get the player that we wanted, you know, he was going to be an experienced player. To get the experienced players, it's going to cost us more. We know that, and you know, there wasn't enough money left in the budget to be able to bring that player in. So, so we thought, well, you know, if we can't bring the experienced permanent one in, which we wanted to do, we'd have to look at alternatives, and that's the only real alternative, is to go for the best possible young player that you can get. And you know, he was up there with the best that we could possibly get.
Will it be the only central midfielder coming in, or is that still an area that you're looking at?
At the moment, I still think you know, if I had another $500,000, I'd be able to bring in more. And I think if I had that, I'd bring in three or four different positions that I think we can strengthen. You know, I do think we're short on certain areas. The only way we can really be able to do it is to move somebody on, move someone. So there might have to be some sort of juggling act, you know, until the end of August, beginning of September, when the window shuts. You know, that could still be a possibility.
But to get him now, obviously, that shows you've got faith in him, because obviously you've got a while left, so you must have identified him, seen him, something in him to worth bringing him in still in the middle of July.
Yeah, I think it's you know, if you wait, sometimes if you wait for the right one, he doesn't come, and you end up getting into the end of August and you've not got anybody in. You know, we couldn't have coped with two midfield players throughout the season up to January anyway. You know, I think we only have three. If one gets injured, we've still only got two. So I think we do need four. We had four, maybe five last season with Kingy. So we only have three this season. I think we are short in that area. You know, we couldn't put any of the younger players in there. They're not ready to play in a two. Maybe not the best suited to play in a two, if we want to play that way. One or two could play in a three. So we you know, I still think if we could, if we had a bit more money, we could bring in the fourth, and the fourth would be, you know, if that experienced player becomes available from now until the end of August, that's something I'd have to try and bring in, if I can juggle around the figures.
But next priority is a winger, the next priority for you?
Yeah, again, it would have to be a loan. You know, we would ideally have wanted a full, you know, permanent midfielder experience and a permanent winger, preferably experienced, but not as essential as the midfield player. But you know, the budget allows us to bring in, you know, just about bring one in, and so, you know, we'd have been able to bring in a midfield player, a younger one, because of the cost, and also a winger because of the cost.
And any interest you've talked about might be moving anybody on? Is there any interest in the players that you've got here at the minute?
There's been one or two inquiries, but I think if that's going to happen, it'll be during the pre-season and start of the season. You know, I think a lot of teams will still start the season, see what they've got, see what they're missing, see what they need, and then, you know, there will be a scramble in the last week or two to add to the squad. So it could be that it happens in that time, I think.
We saw Dan Alfai on trial at Buxton. Is he still around?
No, he's gone back to Swansea. We decided not to pursue that. You know, we're still looking. Ideally, again, you know, I would bring in another fullback. You know, who could play both sides. But we've got Matt Young in. We're having a look at him at the moment. So, you know, I think Dan was Dan was a terrific lad, and maybe in time would have come good for us. But I think, you know, we need, it's about here and now for us. We can't afford to, in that position, to bring in somebody who's, we've got a way to develop.
Moving on to Wolves, really early test for you to start a pre-season. You went, obviously didn't have a game like this last year, and obviously it's your second proper pre-season friendly in your intro championship side.
Yeah, it's better. It's good. We've cut down the amount of games locally because we just felt it was too many games that weren't testing us enough. Them games give our younger players a chance to play in, you know, against men and be prepared for themselves for the season. So, I mean, from my perspective, I think the pre-season is much more challenging, and that can only help us.
What are you looking to get out of tomorrow?
To get everybody through it. To give players 45, 60, whatever they need, 90. I know they're all at different levels now. As I say, the key thing is that, you know, we're going to be playing in a game fatigued against good opposition. They're going to test us physically and mentally, which is, I think, you know, at this stage of the season is good.
Will Liam play? Is he likely to feature?
Yeah, most likely, yeah. We'll have a look at him. He's been doing the double sessions every day at Newcastle. He's been working very hard. So, you know, we'll assess his levels today. I'll speak to him to see where he is, and maybe, you know, we'll get a part of the game.
We've not seen Haiti or Perry so far. What's the situation with those two?
Yeah, they're fine. I mean, they're both available for tomorrow. You know, if H plays, he'll probably be 45 minutes. Perry, very similar sort of time. We've got one or two niggles, so one or two players won't be involved in it. But, you know, those two, I would think, will be involved tomorrow.
And it'll be important for them to get some out. And obviously, catching up a bit from, obviously, struggled a bit last year with injuries. So important that you do juggle them correctly.
Yeah, you know, we have to be cautious with all of them when they're coming back from injuries and things that have kept them out for a period of time. You know, it's the same with the lads that are now feeling little things, little niggles. You know, we can't afford at this stage to risk them. So I think we've got to be cautious and respectful that we don't want them to break down now. We want everybody to be fit 6th of August. So.
And just finally, took the lads paintballing this week with thoughts behind it. And what do you think they got from it?
Just a day of togetherness and fun and relaxation, really. As I said, they said it was quite hard running around. But I think it's just important that you keep that bond and build those bonds between each other. And, you know, we've got one or two new faces, one or two young players coming into the squad. It would have been good for them as well. So yeah, I think the more of those types of days you can have and squeeze into your pre-season, the better.
Top 7.